Forest Service Ranger Nicole Branton hears this question a lot.
Is this the way to Fossil Creek?
It sure is.
Fossil Creek is special. It's got hundreds of small pools and waterfalls sculpted by a slick stone called travertine. It's one of the largest travertine systems on the continent. Last year, nearly 130,000 people drove the washboard road to Fossil Creek's cool blue water. Branton says a third were turned away for lack of parking.
It's become known as a place to come swim and to come recreate, which is wonderful. The problem is that there's just not enough space for all of those people.
Fossil Creek used to be threatened by a century-old dam, which diverted nearly all of the water out of the creek bed and into a flume. When the dam was decommissioned a decade ago, ecologists seized the chance to restore the riparian habitat.
It was a huge effort, the biggest effort ever in Arizona, and one of the largest efforts in the West to restore a stream to native aquatic species.
That's Shala Hedwall, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says the restoration was successful for plants and animals, but it sparked a massive onslaught of visitors.
There was so much press. For those who didn't know about it, it was all of a sudden very visible, and it was like water. So people headed to the water.
The region's ecology began to crumble. Kayakers punched holes through the fragile travertine. The water filled with trash and human sewage. These days, no young cottonwoods and willows sprout near popular swimming spots, and common blackhawks don't nest there anymore. That's why the U.S. Forest Service is writing a comprehensive management plan for Fossil Creek. Hedwall is part of the planning effort.
That's, I think, the biggest balance we're all striving for, is how do you maintain something like Fossil Creek for the long term, but still allow people access and the ability to love and enjoy it.
The first step is an emergency measure requiring online reservations to visit the creek from April to October. Overnight camping is not allowed during that period. Eventually, the Forest Service will decide whether to expand or shrink parking lots and how to handle the bathrooms. That's good news to people like Bettina Beaucamp of Prescott, who's been hiking and camping here for 15 years.
It's like I love this place so much, and I'm very disturbed what's happened to it over the years.
Beaucamp says she hopes people will respect the new rules.
I don't like all the regulation personally, but I'm putting up with it because I know it's going to protect this place.
And Beaucamp says Fossil Creek is a place worth protecting, even from ourselves. I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.